My name is Ajit, as was introduced, and I work for a company called iCertis. Probably you have not heard about iCertis because we are a very small startup kind of organization. Not really a startup, we are about 5 years old. We are based in Barney Road, about Ema. That's our India center, and we are headquartered in the US in Seattle, where our sales and top managers. So today I'm going to add on to what Amit explained. So he talked a lot in detail about the importance of procurement function. So what I'm going to talk about is how does effective contract management help you in improving or leveraging on these topics that Amit described to us. What are some of the key challenges which hold you back from effectively leveraging your procurement contracts? That's one of the topics that we'll talk about. So typically what happens is whenever a purchase happens, either you will do a contractual purchase based on contracts or it might just be a one-time purchase. So what we have observed as part of our solution analysis is that oftentimes many of the saving opportunities that are built into your contracts, on your procurement contracts, those are lost. And often hardly 50% or less than 50% of savings that could potentially have been accrued from contract-based purchases get overlooked because of lack of visibility and many other reasons like that.
So that's where we come in. We provide a solution which helps you to effectively leverage creating contracts for procurement, not just for procurement actually, it's for contracts for all purposes. So the solution that we have talks about procurement contracts and any other kind of contracts as well. And then actually making sure that you utilize your contractual data to the optimum. So typically what will happen is that whenever you talk about your source to settle paradigm, you will have all these steps listed here: source, contract, buy, settle, analyze, and manage. So what's important here is how do you make effective use of contract management tools to actually leverage each of these steps. Okay. So starting with the very first one, how can you enforce the right templates as far as sourcing is concerned? So typically what will happen is your sourcing will involve the normal process, RFP, RFQ, and so on, right? So then you'll go and get a supplier and so on. So how can you automate or how can you create your contracts in a more effective manner based on the data that you have collected here? Okay, so that's one of the issues that is often needs to be handled. Now, when we talk about these processes, the main thing that happens is often contracting is seen as an isolated function, meaning that as a buyer, I need to buy something, then I come to procurement, and then procurement say, okay, we need to enter into a contract with the supplier. Okay, then you kind of start kind of searching for the right template for the contract, then you try to figure out who are the right people who should approve your contract, and then you enter into a contract. So this is a very long process. Contracting becomes a very long process, creation of the contract. So what a contract management solution aims is to automate many of these steps so that your contracts get created quickly. Okay, the reason is that of course the end user is not going to wait for a long time to get the material he wants. Right, he wants the contract to be created quickly, enter into a contract, and start buying the service or whatever. Okay, now that's where a contract management solution comes in, to automate this contract creation process and to make it quicker through some of the solutions that are available here. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Like, I don't know how many of you are involved with actually creating contracts or requesting contracts, but what has been the average time of when you get a contract from, let's say, legal or your contract management team? So let's say you request a contract, and by the time you actually get a contract and get it executed, what has been the typical time? Like in weeks or months? 3 to 6 months, right? So you can see it's a very long period, 6 months at the other end, and even 3 months, it's pretty long. Okay. Now this is where a contract management solution comes. How do you compress this time? Okay. Now what are the, so if you go and do an analysis, where does my, how do I spend my time? Why do I need so much time from end to end to create a contract? Why does it take 6 months? At the end of it, contract is just a document, right? All that you need to do is have the right document, get it signed, that's it. So why do you need 3 months or 6 months for that? Okay, now that's where the solution plays a part. Okay. So there are many steps in which this time gets compressed. First is that whenever you want to enter into a contract, are you going to start writing a contract from scratch? Probably not. What if you have a ready-made library of templates? Okay. Then it becomes a quicker thing, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Now, having a library of templates is not enough. Your templates are typically made up of clauses that should go into the contract. For example, if you're buying something, you might have something as simple as payment terms, or you might have a termination clause if you're not happy with the service, or deliverables clause, right? So there are various clauses. So one of the reasons why a lot of time gets spent in creating contracts is that often people are not sure what are the clauses that need to go into the contract, okay? And then whenever a contract is created, it is kind of independent of other contracts you might have with the supplier or with other suppliers. So what a good contract management solution does is that it standardizes all this. It creates a standard set of library of clauses, saying that, okay, whenever you create a contract, you should choose a clause from this library. Of course, your supplier might not agree to the clause language that you might have, right? Supplier might say, okay, you are being too much on your side rather than giving something to him. So then you might also have some standard fallback clauses,
saying that as part of negotiating the contract, if this clause does not get accepted, just use another clause or a fallback clause. But again, you can see that the process is getting standardized. You're not spending too much time because you have everything in the library, library of clauses, library of templates, and so on. So once you have this kind of a library of clauses and templates, what happens is any user, maybe a procurement user, he wants to request a contract. He doesn't have to send emails, follow up with legal, follow up with here, there. All that he needs to do is go into the system, fill out some basic data saying, I need this contract. And the system can then, based on the requirements, automatically choose what's the right template. For example, as a user, I might want to buy some kind of services for maintaining my IT infrastructure, for example, right? So there might be a standard template with clauses. All that I do is say, okay, I want to buy this, and then I submit a button. And then the contract, it gets created based on the standard template, okay? Now, as long as the other party is agreeable to those standard terms and conditions, everything is fine. You don't need to get it approved by 100 people, right? Because everything is standard as per your own language, right? And then the contract can be quickly approved and then executed in the automated fashion because there is no exceptions. There is no change to the standard positions inside your contract. However, as part of negotiations with your supplier, they might make some or force you to do some changes. So in that case, what happens? Maybe two of your clauses get changed as compared to your standard. Say termination clause gets changed and another clause. So what the system, automated system, will then do is it will figure out that, okay, out of this contract that I have, out of the 50 clauses, only two of them have got changed as a part of this negotiation. And then who are the people who are in charge of these two clauses? It will figure that out based on rules and send a contact just to those two people saying, please look at this clause, please look at this clause, give your rule, and that's it. So you don't need to have 10 people looking at an entire 100-page contract because 99% is the same. It's a standard pre-approved language, right? So those kind of things become possible when you have this kind of enforcement in the sourcing process so that you don't end up reinventing the wheel every time. You standardize the process and then you automate the process to a large extent. Now the next point, which is very interesting here, talks about unstructured data during negotiations. Now one of the reasons why people think contract management process is difficult because it is very unstructured, right? It's like a Word document. And who's going to go and read through all these 100 pages, 50 pages, and understand what it is, right? So how do you convert this kind of unstructured data into a more structured data? Okay, so by structured data, we mean this data, key things in the contract are captured into a database. Once they're captured into a database, you can run reports, you can do analysis, and so on, right? So that's what we mean by converting unstructured data into structured data. So what we do is, a good contract management tool will have your unstructured document, meaning a Word document, but at the same time linking the key terms in the contract. Let's say your payment terms is a number, right? 45 days, 60 days, 30 days, or maybe some of the penalty clauses, it could be a number, right? So you link this into a structured database. So whenever your contract is created, the important parts of the Word document are extracted into a database. So that you
know that when I talk about this contract, these are the important figures and these are the important numbers. Now once you have that in place, what happens is you can very easily do analysis. I can say, okay, show me all the contracts where I'm buying this material, and the system will just list out what are the contracts. Show me all the contracts which have payment terms of this type.
So it will show me all these contracts. So all this kind of analysis becomes possible when we convert unstructured data into structured data as part of a contract management solution. Okay, so coming to the next slide I want to present here. So typically what will happen is in a buying typical buying scenario, one of your global users would need to buy something and he would create a purchase requisition for buying the product and service. The person who is in charge of buying, he might just do some manual checks to see whether a contract exists for that product or service that you want to buy. Like, of course, if you have a contract, you should buy against the contract because you'll get volume discount. If your contracts are not, if there is no enough visibility to the contracts, like if your contracts are just documents which are sitting somewhere in the cupboard, you don't really know what's inside there, right? You don't know how your spend has happened against this contract. Then what happens? All that information is not easily visible. In that case, what will happen is the buyer might just go and contact a local supplier. His manager will approve it, and you go and buy. Okay, so you bypass some of the benefits that could potentially have come for buying against a contract that you might have for that kind of service or related service. Okay. Now, this is the problem that we are trying to solve, where we give a better visibility so that whenever any decision is being made, you first go and check the system whether there is any opportunity to save money by buying against a contract or a contract for that service or some related service, related material, or in some way get benefit out of your contracts. Okay, so that's what we try to achieve. Now to achieve that, the key challenges are fragmentation of information, lack of user adaptation. There are many contract management tools actually in the market, and they have been there for many years. But one of the things or one of the challenges that we observed is that there is not much of user adaptation, meaning that the data is stored, it's somewhere there, but it's not easily accessible, you cannot quickly do analytics. So the user adoption becomes poor in that case. Lack of integration. Oftentimes what happens is you have your contracts and the contract data is there, but it doesn't integrate seamlessly with your ERP system. So for example, you typically raise your purchase orders in an ERP, right? So you want to know what all contracts are there with the supplier. If it's a separate thing, separate kind of a database with no integration to your ERP, you will not know that. Okay. So integration becomes a key challenge. And then lack of analytical tools to actually get your contract data, that becomes a challenge. So these are the challenges that are overcome with the help of new technology-based contract management solutions. Now, the first question that you might ask is, why is it that we need a contract management solution? Okay. Now, these are some of the key trends which are driving more and more companies to adopt a proper formal contract management solution rather than just having it as a support function. One is speed, speed of business, meaning that, as I was saying, you cannot wait for 3 months, 6 months to get a contract. Okay. And in many of our customers, we have seen that the time for contracting has reduced drastically. So one example I can give is Microsoft Corporation. They themselves are users of our iCertis contract management solution. And a number of divisions within Microsoft, they implemented this iCertis contract management solution. And what they observed is, let me give an example of the NDAs. Okay. So whenever Microsoft wants to enter into an NDA with any other party they want to do business with. Earlier, without a solution, what they used to do is they used to draft an NDA, they used to email it to the other party used to send it to their legal, then they would sign it, come back to Microsoft. So it used to take something like 13 to 20 weeks for this entire process. Okay. Now once this contract management solution was implemented, this got reduced from say 13 weeks to one day, one single day.
And
yes, so how did this happen? So this happened because it was a cloud-based solution which was first available across the globe, so that you now have people who don't have to figure out what's the NDA template, don't go to your hard drive and search for a template or write to legal and ask for a template. It's a cloud-based solution. All that you need to do is log into your user ID password, say I want to create an NDA. The system picks up the right template from the library. Okay. Now you want to create an NDA with some other party, right? So all that you need to do is fill up a form saying I need an NDA with this party, this is the address, contact person, email, and submit it. Okay. Now since it's a very standard form, as long as the other party is not going to object to your language, it will get approved automatically. Meaning that since there is no change, even your manager doesn't need to know about it. Because it's standard, right? It's pre-approved. And this template will then be sent electronically to the other party for electronic signatures.
Does it follow to the country-specific regulations
Obviously, yes. Because if this is a global solution, you cannot have one template which will work everywhere, right? So when I log in as a user and I say, okay, I'm going to enter into an NDA with a party, I put a country where the party is. And the system, based on the rules, will pick up the right template. It's all rule driven. So once the right template is filled up, it's populated with the data, and then this NDA will be sent to the other party for electronic signatures. They will sign it, send it back, and it goes into your NDA repository. So it's a very automated process where you don't have to figure out the templates, you don't have to figure out whether you need to approval or not, and so on. Now the other advantage is that all these NDAs will sit into a central repository. So next time I deal with this party, I don't know whether there's an NDA already, I just go and search, saying that is there an NDA of this party, what does it cover? And right away I know that there's already an NDA. And if this NDA is for a limited time, saying this NDA is valid for 1 year, before the expiry of that NDA, the system will keep track which NDAs are expiring and who is the owner for this, and they will send a notification saying that this NDA with this party is expiring in the next 3 months. You might want to initiate an amendment to it or renewal to it, whatever it might be. So all this becomes possible, which helps you to increase the speed of doing business through this automation of your... So I gave an example of NDA. Other contracts are definitely more complex, right? NDA is probably the simplest thing. But even there, with this kind of automation, you can end up saving a lot of time. You can compress the amount of time needed to create your document. Digitization, now this is interesting. Now as we start using more and more devices, obviously your business becomes more complex. Now one of the things I would like to talk here is a good solution like what we have iCert is we also have a mobile app. Now what this means is that whenever your contracts are sent out for approvals, right, internal approvals, often the people are traveling. So you don't have to wait for them to come back and then take the document and sign it. Maybe you might end up adding a few weeks just because waiting for signature for someone. So with a mobile app, what happens is that this person gets a notification saying that this particular document has been sent for your approval. All that the person has to do is open it on his mobile app, go through it. If there are changes, just write a note saying this needs to be changed, send it back. If everything is fine, just click an approve button and then it goes to the next. So you see that with digitization, this kind of solutions become possible. Plus what happens is you can put some time limits, saying that once I send this document for approval, any internal approval, there's a 7-day time limit. And if that time limit is exceeded, that person starts getting reminders, or maybe his boss will get a reminder saying that this particular document is ready. So you see all these kind of things help you to keep your contract creation time in control. Compliance. Now, compliance is also very important. So let me give an example of one of the clients who implemented this solution. So this is an IT company, and as part of the contract with their foreign customers, they had a requirement to do some background checks for everyone working on the project. And if this background check was not done in time, there was a very heavy penalty. Okay, and this particular company actually ended up paying like a couple of million dollars in penalty because the contract said this is a requirement, but no one followed it because it was just like a printout of the contract kept somewhere in the cupboard. So no one knew what that this is an obligation, right? So with a contract management system, what happens is whatever obligations like that you might have, which might expose you to penalties, litigation, and so on, you want to bring them to the surface. You want to make sure that these obligations are actually taken care of. They are assigned to a person, they are followed up upon, and they are completed on time, right? So that's one of the aspects of compliance. So what this contract management system then does is that whenever your contract is executed, it can figure out, call out, what are the actual actionable items? What are the action items that need to be done to comply with this contract? And then you can actually assign people to it, saying that these are the people who are responsible for doing this action, and this is the time limit for doing this action. And then once that's put in the system will keep track whether this action is done or not. It will send reminders, it will add to your Outlook inbox, saying this is a task that you need to do by this date. Okay, and then when this person has done that action, he will go and say it's done, and then the system will go ahead. So that kind of abilities in our contract management to help in ensuring compliance. So compliance is very important because oftentimes your contract is like a insurance policy, right? Why do you have a contract? Because you don't want to expose yourself to a risk, isn't it? That's the primary reason. So if you have a good tool to actually comply to that contract, you're actually doing risk mitigation and following the whatever rules you might have set. Finally, cloud. Typically, if a solution has to be kind of widely available to all the employees in a company, it should be accessible typically via the internet so that people can access it from anywhere. Especially companies, it makes sense to go onto the cloud. And iCert is completely cloud-based. We are on the Microsoft Azure cloud. And once your system gets running, kind of people can access it like Microsoft in any countries. Plus, you can have personalization, meaning that depending upon the country you log in with, you can set up your time zones, you can choose the language, because of course, when you work with many countries, you'll have different languages. So all that becomes enabled with the help of a cloud-based solution. So these are some of the kind of the benefits or some of the paradigms as far as the cloud is concerned. Now one is the usability. So typically what happens is if a solution is very old generation style, meaning that you have a green screen with some words coming there, typically people will not adopt it so much. But if you have a new look UI, something like what you see on your mobile apps, where you have tiles and where it's all touch screen enabled, okay, so all that becomes possible when you leverage your solution into the cloud, because in the cloud it will have some automated kind of features which enable this kind of new generation UIs. So your usability increases. Collaboration, of course, becomes much easier with the cloud because now the data is easily visible across. You have a possibility to integrate with various other solutions. Now, what happens is that a good cloud-based solution should have standard APIs for integration so that you can easily exchange data with other solutions. So one example I can give is that a lot of time people now use Salesforce for capturing or monitoring their sales cycles, right? So in Salesforce, you start working with a customer and then you kind of get an opportunity and then you convert it into a contract, right? So with the integration between Salesforce and a good cloud-based contract management solution, this process becomes automated. So as soon as you close your sale in Salesforce, that data gets captured in contract management system and contract gets created. Same thing can happen on the purchasing side as well. You can integrate with a solution where you float your RFQs, get your quotations, choose a quotation after selecting the proper vendor, and then say create contract. And that's it. The system will move the data from that tool into contract management tool, pick up the right template, populate it with the vendor details, and your contract gets created. So that kind of solution becomes possible with the help of the cloud architecture. So running out of time, so I'll spend just a couple of minutes on this slide and then we can just have some question answers. So coming to the integration that I was talking about, you can think of your contract management system lying as between your sourcing system on the one side and then your procurement systems. So here, as you can see, there can be a tight integration between contract management and your RFP-RFQ process, where even before you float a RFI or RFP, you are being provided a right template. Okay, because that's again one of the reasons why time gets added in this process, because often you have to float an RFP, but you don't know what template to use. So you have to go back to legal and say, okay, give me a template, and they will take their own time to give you. So with this integration, your RFP, RFI templates, RFQ templates, they are kind of visible or available to the end users right away by integration with contract management. And then your sourcing events will happen, then you will get your proposals, then you will kind of choose one of the proposals. So once your proposal is chosen, before your actual financial negotiation will start, all that data can come into contract management system and the system can automatically create the basic version of the contract, which of course you will negotiate to some extent. Similarly, coming to the procurement system, once your contract is in place, whatever commercial terms are there inside the contract. So for example, your contract might say that if I pay in 30 days, I get a 5% discount or something like that, right? So this should be known to your ERP system, right? So that the payment is generated just in time, so that you benefit from that discount, which is there inside the contract, right? So if this information is not known or not integrated, you'll lose that opportunity, right? So with this integration, your commercial terms can kind of be pushed into your procurement system and you can benefit from the contractual terms. Same thing can happen for your volumes also. Like with a contract management system, you can easily run a report saying that I have an annual volume commitment of so and so, and what is my year-to-date actual purchase, what is my spend against what is my target. Okay. those kind of information can get pushed into the contract procurement system. So the end result is that on both the parts, first is contract creation part, you reduce the time needed for putting together good quality contracts, and then once you have your contracts in place, you can leverage the contracts to most to your maximum benefit as far as procurement. So that's what the good contract management tool will do to help you on both these aspects. Okay, I think, and then of course, a good tool should also have a lot of analytics which can pull out the necessary reports which will help all these different roles and so on. Okay, so let me jump to the summary. So these are some of the points that we talked about: the speed of contracting, the cost of operations, governance, compliance, the value that you can get out of contracts, and some of the availability of information for analytics. So all this becomes possible with a good cloud-based contract management. Any questions or any comments? Do you feel that contract management tool can actually help you in your procurement organization?
Speed of contracting is based on someone has reliable it's more time. Mm-hmm. We are talking about maybe someone has contract
part. Right.
What is suppliers reliable suppliers data?
Sure, definitely. So what we do is, we have implemented this in one of our places where we implemented contract management. What we do is we get the supplier information from a rating agency. Okay. For example, you might have... Yes, it is there in the system. So what we do is, whenever you enter into a contract with a supplier, okay, the supplier might have some ratings which are in the rating agency like Dun & Bradstreet. So we get the rating and we put that into the page where the person can see that this supplier has this rating. And then this is not a one-time thing. You can have your rating checked every quarter or every month. And if there is a downgrade to the supplier, whoever is the owner of that contract with that supplier gets a notification saying that you have a contract with this supplier, not necessarily supplier, it could be customers as well. And now this particular supplier or customer has been downgraded because of, say, financial bankruptcy or financial problems or something. And then you are proactively told that, okay, you have a contract, you might want to look at it, renegotiate it, or maybe terminate it because the other party has some problems. So that kind of features are there. We have implemented that in some of our customers. Sure. That was a great question. Any other questions?
Is it a subscription-based?
Yeah, so in the cloud, it's typically a subscription-based model where you actually go and have a 3-year or 1-year subscription and you choose the number of users that you want to buy. That's how typically it works. But that's not the only model. There's also an enterprise model. That's also an on-premise model, so various models, but typically it's, yeah, with the cloud it becomes a subscription. Any other questions? If not, thank you so much, and hope contract management gets you excited, though it's not a very exciting topic. So.